Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rennie Cavallari is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Rennie is a new friend. She's the CEO, Chief Investigating Officer of Aspire Marketing, and she's a speaker, a strategist, and the author of Aspire to Shine, a brand new book. And I like the way she talks about being all in, because you know that's what we talk about around here. She's our new friend, Rennie Cavallari. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be with you.
Good to have you here. So I have this thing that I tell my guests sometimes if they get a little bit sideways on me. I tell them that there's no crying in baseball. We all know that, right?
And there's no crying.
And no crying in baseball, and there's no whining in radio. What do you think about that?
Well, I love that, actually. Whining in life is really only it just limits your potential. So,
but you think that there's a kind of an epidemic, a global epidemic of whining. What do you think?
Well, there is. I mean, people have really moved in. There's a lot of fear and negativity, and it really brings forth, you know, blaming and shaming, and that really decreases our productivity as human beings, certainly in our businesses, and it really sucks the energy and possibilities out of whatever we're working on.
Well, part of it, I think, is people have too much time on their hands. You know what I mean? If they were productive, if they were busy, if they were contributing to nature, to the natural world and to society, they wouldn't have time to do so much whining. What do you think?
Well, you know, time is a beautiful thing, and when you have time, it's how you utilize it that really, you know, if you use it to inspire yourself and to contribute, you feel differently than if you're sitting around hoping that something is going to happen in your life. And,
right.
You know, that really, again, it gets back to how are you using your time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we might, if we're lucky enough, I don't know about you, but I don't have enough time, you know.
I don't either.
You know, I have a lot of things I want to do with the time I have. And so you either are energized by what you're doing or you're depleting. And
but do you think the whining is because people feel like they should have everything their way? I mean, I know we're raising a generation or two of entitled human beings, because I've met a lot of them, and some of them are related to me, unfortunately. their behavior's unfortunate, not the relation. But I think there's a lot of entitlement that sets up the whining. What do you think?
So, you know, there is a mindset in some, certainly, organizations and people where, you know, there is a sense of entitlement. And that is a shame, because it's really just disempowering, right? It just, again, it just, you know, limits you. So what I think you're really talking about is it's a mindset. And so if your mindset, whether it's you feel entitled or whether you feel that, you know, someone else should be helping you get to where you need to go,
right,
or that you aren't getting enough breaks, or this person's luckier than I am.
That's
head trash.
Poor baby.
Yes. Poor baby. I call it head trash, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Your mind has got all this bad noise in
it. I'm sorry, somebody licked the red off your candy. Poor baby. That's what I tell them.
I love it.
Yeah, that's what I
exactly.
tell them.
Exactly.
You know, when you're whining, you're being a barnacle on the keel of humanity. That's all you're doing. You're slowing the world down. You're backing people up when you're whining.
Yeah, I always say there's two types of people. There's people who deplete energy and people who generate.
Absolutely,
energy.
I agree.
And when you're whining, you're in depletion,
and
not only do you deplete your own energy, you also can deplete the energy of the other people around you. And imagine the impact, you know, that can, it can really be a cancer inside any business organization.
You know, in the old days, Rennie, I had a great, we all had a great line for that situation that you can't use anymore. Back in the day, you probably, you're not old enough to remember this, I'm sure, but back in the day when we had payphones, you could flip somebody a dime and say, here's a dime. Go call somebody who gives a damn. and I actually remember when it was a dime. but now if you toss that to a millennial, they'll say, what's a payphone?
My daughter would say exactly that.
Or they might say, what's a dime? I don't know. So how do we stop this? How do we stop this?
Well, first of all, it's an individual choice. And I think, you know, there's three things that I identify in Aspire to Shine, which are specifically about how do you shine. And in making the choice, the first is you have to engage differently.
So are you saying the opposite of whining is shining?
Yeah, the opposite of whining is shining. And so first, we have to look at how we engage. And it's kind of, as you brought up just earlier, you know, if you're waiting for someone else to engage you, waiting for someone else, that just limits you. I think the second thing you need to do to really shine is to look at how you self-lead. What is your own leadership style? Do you connect with people? Do you inspire? Do you know what your higher purpose is? What's your head in terms of your leadership? Because everybody leads. We lead regardless of the position that we hold. We lead in our life. And the third thing is you have to know what motivates you. And I think this is the big gap that I found working with thousands of leaders, is that we think we can motivate another person, and we can't. What we can do is help them turn on their motivational switch.
But you know, everybody's taking up a place on the planet, right? Everybody's occupying a 1.5 square feet of space, vertical space, and so that means somebody's in front of you and somebody's behind you. And if you're a whiner, if you're not shining, then you're holding somebody back, at least for a moment. And I don't think you have the right to do that. What do you think?
I agree with you. And I don't think sometimes we even realize our impact on other people. And that's really about that. What I mentioned with self-leadership is, how are you impacting the people around you? Because if you make them smaller, then, you know, it just limits you.
I go around those people. I even pass them when it's a double yellow line. Rennie Cavallari, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Aspire to Shine. We're going to be right back after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.